take it away tonight. Take it away. Ready?
Take it away?
Yeah, go ahead.
Right now?
New old dads, but we're really just two old dads, and we're really just two girl dads.
Going
through it together.
Together. We definitely, by the way, have never been on beat for that song.
Ever?
No, like the song, what we sing and how we sing it and the pace we sing it at, does not work. It does not work. What's up, everybody? How's everybody doing for another week of New Old Dads? Today is the day before election. So by the time,
pandemic, yeah. Wonderful.
Oh my God, it's wonderful. One hell of a year.
Ugh, right?
But I'll tell you what, Patrick, our friendship has grown tremendously, tenfold.
Indeed. Yeah, I would agree with that. Totally. I would completely agree with that, Joe, and I'm down with that. I'm down with the rebound. Come on.
Oh, God. I'm getting out the 80s thing. So we're going to get to it tonight. We got, we have about 45 minutes here for, Patrick's got a call.
I do. I got a very important call.
So we got to make sure he gets to his call, which is a very dad thing to have happen at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, right. Cripe. Once a month, this call.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm a big deal, Joe. I mean,
there's no doubt.
Everybody wants my time, and I'm good with it.
I love it.
I'd rather have that than not.
This is another. I've been editing a lot of podcasts. I worked really hard on my. My new Dillinger podcast for my infamous indie podcast.
Can't wait to hear the rest
exclusive
of that.
Interviews with some of the best experts in the Dillinger field, but more importantly, with the Dillinger family, and they tell their side of the story. So, if you ever guys want to listen to it, it's coming out in a couple of weeks. I'd like to. We're offering the Thompson boys. I call them the Dillinger nephews. We're offering them to be interviewed by Wish TV. As a way to kind of draw publicity to what they have to say. So I worked really hard on that, and you kind of got to listen to the kind of final product on Saturday. We had fun on Halloween, dude. That was fun.
Oh, totally, dude. And your intro, I listened to, I don't know, the first 10 minutes. And yeah, very, very well done. Very professional and very, you know what, it got me on the edge of my seat. It's like, I want more. Seriously, that's how I felt. Yeah,
thanks, man.
Yeah,
you're too kind. You are too kind.
You know what you're doing.
Look, you know what? And the other thing is, guys, and the same goes for this podcast. We just really want to give good content. It's fun. Let's have a little fun. Let's get a little content. You know, we might not be the best podcasters out there, but Doug,
don't mind if
you
do mind. This ain't for you. You, me, and Doug. That's all we got to care about.
We really care about.
That's all we're catering to is you, me, and Doug. Yo,
freaking Doug. What are you doing here, dude? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. We're super excited to be back for another episode. Guys, Patrick is like freaking 2 weeks away.
Oh, my land.
Because there's been an update to the date that the baby's coming. Because we've been saying November 25th.
Yeah.
Which is technically like
due date. That's
23 days away right now.
Holy Moses. Yeah.
Which would be 3 weeks. But tell us what's going on.
So she had another appointment last.
Wait a sec. Hold on. I froze up. I lost internet.
Okay.
So start from she had another appointment.
Yeah. So she had an appointment last Friday. It is the 2nd of November, Monday night. Monday Night Football's on tonight. I've got some key fantasy players going. Just saying. Anyhow, during that appointment, I'm sure I brought this date, 150 times since we started this podcast, but November 25th was the official assigned due date 9 months ago and ish. And anyhow, they said... I think in part because of the gestational diabetes, which we've discussed, they said that if by the 19th of November, little Violet doesn't come along, then they're going to induce. So 19th of November, which is what, a Sunday? No. I'm way off. 16th, 17th. That's like a Thursday. So it's a week before Thanksgiving, right?
It's
Thanksgiving
a Thursday. It's 1 week.
Okay. Before Thanksgiving. So yeah, that's the update is she will be induced unless naturally it all happens between now and the 19th. So the due date is now the 19th.
Angie, which is the same as ours, but a month earlier. Angie looks pregnant.
Oh my land.
I'm not trying to be rude by any means. You know we love you and we love Angie. But she looks pregnant.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, and it's really the discomfort.
Yeah,
part of her pregnancy really kicked in the last 2 weeks. I mean, ultimately, it's I'll watch her walk around, and I'm like, oh my gosh, do you want me to carry you? You know, it's really, you can just tell that it's really, she's bearing quite a load, and so yeah. She is uncomfortable, definitely.
So sorry to hear that.
Physically. Yeah, well.
But the good news is it's, you know, 6 days earlier than expected.
Right.
But are you 6 days more prepared, Patrick?
Man, that's a wonderful question. I'm as prepared as I'm going to be, Joe. I mean, I'm just waiting for really anything, you know. Anytime she calls me. So here we go.
Anytime she calls, you're just like, oh.
Yeah. So here's the thing, Joe. I don't know, 10 days ago or so, she said to me, and if I'm retelling a story I already told her, just stop me.
Yeah, I'll stop.
I have a tendency to do that. But she told me that, hey, listen, if I call, you pick up because, you know.
No, this is a new story.
Obvious. Huh?
No, this is a new story.
Okay, good. And because of the obvious, and I was like, okay, that's cool. Do me a favor. If it's, you know, just text me, right? Just text me if it's not a emergency, right? Text me whatever it is that you want me to do or pick up or whatever it might be. Because if you call, I'm going to pick up no matter where I'm at, whether I'm in a meeting or, and you know, my life's like your life. It's all about meetings and connections and networking. And so... That was okay. We had a pinky pact that's how it would look. And I also said, you know, like we brought it before, text me 911 if it's an emergency. But if you call, I'm going to go, oh my gosh, something's up. And so sure enough, within, I don't know, 48 hours of that conversation, I'm having a meeting with a gentleman up in Fishers, Indiana.
Fishers.
Which is just outside of Indianapolis to the north.
Fishers.
Yeah, Fishers. And I'm sitting there, and we're talking business and, you know, connecting and doing what we do. And my phone rings, and it's Angie. And I said, hey, I've got to take this call. It's my wife. And I'd already discussed with this gentleman that we were pregnant, right? And so he's like, oh, yeah, do what you got to do. And so I pick it up, and I'm like, you know, hey, babe, what's up? Is everything okay? Yeah, no, I just wanted to let you know that the thing in the basement around the other thing, you know, oh, I know what it was. She called me to tell me that she found some kitty litter in the basement. Hey, I found a box of kitty litter in the basement, so we don't have to order any this month. And I'm just like,
911, Angie.
What?
Texting.
I feel as if we just discussed this, and I'm grateful that now I know we have a bag of kitty litter in the basement. However, if you call me, I'm going to take it like it's an emergency, and it's something that is critical that I need to pick up, as opposed
you
to
should
saying,
answer every
can
time
I call
she...
you later? You know, texting, can I call you later or whatever, right? And so there you go.
You should just, every time you answer the phone when it's her, just be like, how far away am I from you right now? From the hospital, are we? Do you? Is this a go?
Right.
Is this a go? I'm leaving. My bags are packed. I'm ready to go. Every time I sing. Okay, let's go, Pat. That's nice. That's a good little story.
Yeah, there you go.
I can totally understand that too. It's
And she just wants to talk. She's bored. She's quarantined now.
Yeah, what does that mean? Because we're quarantined.
That means she can't leave the house for 4 weeks leading because of quarantine, obviously, or because of COVID, obviously. But yeah, as of last Thursday?
Is that a Christmas tree behind you?
Home. Yeah, yeah, the Barbie tree's up. We have a Barbie Christmas tree.
Oh my gosh. We have our Christmas trees downstairs right now, ready to go.
Yeah, we have another one that she wants to put up. So anyway, you know, Christmas starts here November 1, Joe. Didn't know if it ends January 31st. So
January 31st?
Ish. Maybe I'm exaggerating a little, but
we usually take them down before Carrie's birthday on January 12th, we usually do. Sometimes gotcha. We don't, but this I have never done Christmas this early.
Me either.
But there is no question this year. One, because of COVID and the pandemic, we want to live it up a little.
Right on.
And two, you know, we got the baby coming. So we just want to make sure Gia has a little, you know, has that Christmas spirit brewing up. Maybe she'll pop out a little earlier than expected. That'd
be
fun.
Very plausible. It could happen.
Did I tell you last week when we did our walkthrough? Did we talk about that?
No. Tell me about it.
We went through the hospital. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did tell me about that.
I told you, but for the listeners, I have some sound, some interview sound.
Oh.
From the lady who, I'll play it here because I'm going to edit it in. But, the lady was super nice, and we met with her, and I asked her, you know, from a professional standpoint, what should dads be doing? And it involved a lot of snacks. So listen here. We're gonna pause, and you guys can listen into what she said because I think it's interesting.
What do you worry about with dads, like that you're looking over?
We just keep an eye on you. You know, being a dad in a delivery room is a tough job because we are watching mom and baby over here. You are really concentrated on what's happened and thinking about that baby. You are watching mom. You can't really see baby, but you're thinking about baby, and you're making sure we're doing what we're supposed to, and you have no idea what you're supposed to do. I think that being a dad in that support person role in the labor room is really tough.
What would you suggest?
Snacks. Hmm. Have some snacks in
you
your
mean
bag.
Eat me? Eat me, eat the snacks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eat some snacks so that you got some energy. Sometimes moms don't like that too much because you don't get a whole lot of things to eat while you're in labor. You can have some clear fluids and things like popsicles, slushy things, that kind of stuff. But make sure you eat. Every now and again, it's okay to walk out of the room. And if you feel like you need to walk out, but you don't want to walk out and leave her by herself, do it when the nurse is in there, when we're asking questions or doing vital signs or doing something. There's a dad's lounge up there that you can go across the hall and get some tea or lemonade, coffee. It's all free. There's a TV in there. Do you like any shows?
Sure.
Is there any movies or shows that you like?
Cobra Kai.
Okay. I don't know what that is, so I just probably
it's
have
a
to
Netflix
bring your
show. No, okay. It's fine. I'll be fine. There's plenty of things that I can do, and I know that. My question is are you telling me these things because on a regular people are passing out?
Oh no. No. So I have
I'm just saying.
No, that's a great question and I get that question often. In all of my years of OB bedside nursing, which was about 17, I had one dad pass out on me.
Great.
And he was a diabetic.
Oh.
And he wasn't eating.
So there was a reason. Okay.
Yeah, so I don't even know if that really should count.
How long are we going to be standing there?
For pushing, you can be there for a good hour or so.
Sierra was there for 3 hours.
And sometimes it's a little longer. So
I know. And last time we had a C-section, so when does that call be made?
Well, as you're laboring along, if it just seems as though you're not progressing or things are not changing, you know, sometimes babies get... So this is your pelvis here. And if this is baby's forehead, sometimes they get wedged right there. And you can push and push and push, and we cannot get that baby to come down to descend. Mm-hmm. So that's what we call, I hate the word, so please forgive me. It's failure to progress, which is, I think that's an awful term to use for a mom because it makes it sound like you're doing something wrong, but it's not. Sometimes those babies, they're just a bigger baby or the way they're positioned. You know, their little nose could be right here, and sometimes those noses don't like to get down there. If the back part of their head is there, they slide through much easier. So we'll watch. And if it looks as though, if, you know, if you are at 6 or 7 centimeters for a good amount of time and you're not making lots of changes and you've maybe been in labor for a while, and, you know, we might talk about it then, but it's not something we're going to jump at unless there's an emergency and we have to.
Yeah.
And in that instance, we'll, yeah, everybody's okay with that usually. But yeah. My second to last baby was an unexpected C-section because he's just Sam. Sam started off that way. He was just a busy, busy boy. So Sammy was a C-section, and then our last baby, Charlie, was a VBAC.
Okay.
So, and I had no problems, and it was great. So,
nice.
Yeah, so you can do it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm hoping to go for a VBAC, but it's a little scary.
It is, and I totally understand that. And with the monitoring, we can see how baby's tolerating things, and of course, we're going to watch you closely. And if it looks as though it's, you know, maybe not going to be optimal, Dr. Randolph will... I'll help you make those decisions.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We don't want to just run you back to the C-section just because it's easier. We're not going to do that. So, or more convenient. We'll definitely trial and see how things go. And once you get complete with pushing, you know, if you are pushing for an hour or two and you're making some progress, but you get really tired, we can stop for a bit. So I used to do that with my patients all the time. You know, you were pushing for a bit and you were making changes and that baby was getting down there, but just was taking its own little sweet time, because sometimes it's a personality thing too. These babies, they have personalities. They don't always want to like do everything that we want them to do. So I would just do what I call labor down, where you would just kind of close your eyes and rest for a little bit and give you about a 30, 45 minute nap, and then we'd start pushing again. And usually at that point, your body kind of relaxes and baby can kind of get down and descend a bit more, and then you're ready to push and go. So there's lots of things we can do, and your nurses will be a great voice for you too. So if that's something you really, really want, when you guys arrive at the hospital or are admitted for labor, be sure to tell your nurse.
Okay.
And your nurse will make that happen for you.
Okay.
Or if you look at her and you go, I'm done, I think I need a C-section, then she'll say, "Now you told me that you really wanted to do this." So she won't talk you out of it, but she'll really make sure that we're
in the right mindset.
Yeah.
So there you go. Some really good insight there, Patrick.
I'd say, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, isn't that interesting stuff?
Fuck yeah. That's perfect. Perfect. Good job.
Thanks. Yeah, she's really nice too. And, door two, floor two. It's all I got to remember for the day of. It's we go right up to the floor, take the elevator, go right upstairs. They get her, they go into the check-in area. And then they put her in if they have to, they'll go to right to the OR. But really, you know, we'll get to our room and she'll be in labor or whatever. And as you heard, you know, my goal is to just be calm and help Carrie and stay calm and just be there. And the doctor's got it. Like, we don't have to worry about anything, but, you know, pay attention. As we heard from Angie's brother-in-law. Pay attention to what's going on a little bit. You know, make sure people aren't looking for instruments in your wife's stomach. And you had a question while we were listening to it. What's a VBAC?
Hmm.
So you don't know what a VBAC is?
No.
Okay. So, a VBAC is when a woman has a C-section. And then in another pregnancy, she has a vaginal birth the second time. So Carrie had a C-section, but we're trying to have a vaginal birth this time.
Oh.
It's healthier. I mean, honestly, it's more natural for Carrie to, like, you know, obviously have a vaginal birth. But it's called a VBAC. Like V as in victory.
No
so,
shit.
Yeah, because you're doing a VBAC. You're going back.
Interesting.
So, but you heard her say, we're not going to force you to do it, which is nice. Carrie feels very calm because that is a goal for us.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to really push us to do a C-section unless we feel comfortable or Carrie is really uncomfortable and doesn't want to keep going pushing wise.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so glad I remember that we have this because this is so important that we talk about this walkthrough. One, it was really nice to do it before COVID, but you know, two, we had that little interview and I told her later that lady, her name is blanking on me. I'll get it later. But that lady told me that they really, really encourage the fathers to be calm and go next door and relax. And, you know, you heard there, you know, Carrie could take a nap if she's having trouble, because sometimes the baby gets stuck, like the forehead or the nose gets stuck on the pelvis and it just can't come out.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know why they just don't push it back in a little, push it back in a little and then have it reset and scoot right out.
A reset. I love it.
Like push the dang nose past the pelvis. Just like, you know, touch it and push it down. Anyway, I'm not a doctor, clearly. But one of the funniest things that happened while we were there, we were walking out, and it definitely looked like a couple was coming in. They were coming in to have the baby. The wife was pregnant for sure, and they looked flustered.
Did they really?
Yeah, they looked a little flustered, but not in a bad way. Just like intense, like it's the moment.
Sure,
like, they've been waiting for 9 months. Here they go.
Get out of our way.
The lady said that they were probably being induced, so it was like the moment. And so when they do inductions when they induce the women, they have three times. They have like 8 a.m., 10 a.m., and noon. Those are the times they induce. So if we get induced, it's going to be one of those times. And I was thinking right away, I was like, get it over. It's 8 a.m. And then she was like, well, you have to show up 2 hours early. I was like, okay, 10 a.m.
Yeah, right.
I was like, give me 10 a.m.
Easy call, right?
Yeah.
Easy call.
So yeah, Carrie.
Give me that noon slot. Shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Sleep until
that's a Patrick noon slot. Are you going to be on time for this birth?
Oh, that I will be on time for.
Okay, good.
Knock
if there's one time in your life that you're going to be on time, it's the birth of your daughter.
No kidding.
So anyway, just I hope you enjoyed that, everyone. And
that was
you,
wonderful.
Patrick, I'm glad we're able to bring in a little external help here for
really
our
good.
Advice. So
yeah, smart.
And what Thank was your you takeaway at all?
How matter of fact, you know, it just is for her, right? I mean, how many, not only her own, you know, her own experience with her own children, but having seen it time and time again, I suppose it just becomes second nature, right? And so she just kind of not rattled things off because she was in a conversation with you. But
the facts themselves, though, were they any surprising? Not how she said it.
Oh, sorry. The fact, no. Well, the VBAC. I mean, I learned something today. I mean, I had no idea that there was such a thing.
Yeah, so Angie can't have a VBAC. You understand
right?
Yeah.
I just assumed that once you have a C-section, it's C-sections from that point forward, right?
It used to be that way. It was that way with my mom, with all three of us kids.
Hmm.
Because that was the thought process. Well, she had a C-section, might as well give her a C-section each time.
Sure.
But truthfully, it's probably better for the baby for a VBAC.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really – I mean, it's whatever's the healthiest or, you know, that's the most natural, but
sure.
It's the safest.
That was just – that was interesting to hear that. That one, the term, and two, what it means, and three – I wouldn't have guessed that was even a possibility.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It's definitely a change. So, to conclude here on this section, I did learn some other things. We can have aromatherapy in the delivery room. So we're going to have some essential oils going and making Carrie feel comfortable. And then the other thing is, as soon as the baby's born, they, literally hand her to the nurse, and then the nurse is going to hand her to Carrie, and Carrie's going to put her on her chest immediately.
Oh,
so lovely. It'll be, and that's obviously part of it, right? You got to, what are you laughing at?
Nothing. I just, the visual makes me happy. Makes me
smile. I know. It's going to be great. But this brings me to my next point, and this is where I'd like to go in this podcast today. Patrick's looking confused.
No, a little bit.
He's anticipating.
I am I'm in anticipation mode.
They have, at least our hospital, they have cameras in the ceiling and a TV so you can watch.
Ah.
Will you look, Patrick?
So I have the option of turning it on or turning it off? Only if I can have the remote in my hand. How's that?
That makes sense. That's on par with Patrick. No, I just, like, even if you're there in person, will you look and see the baby coming out?
Land pause.
It's called a pregnant pause.
Oh, dude. In the moment, I'd like to think that I was ballsy enough and in you know, not too caught up in, I don't know, just the gag factor, I guess. So I'd like to think that in order to experience it all, that I would have the gumption to just deal with it, right? This is how it is. And so right now, I'm going to say, yes, Joe, in the moment, I'll do it, but I'd rather not.
I like that answer.
Yeah, if I had to make a choice right now going into it, do you want to or don't you, I would say no.
I would agree.
Yeah? Yeah.
I almost want to do it just to be like, yeah, I looked. Right. It's not a big deal.
Right.
Because, I mean, one of my best friends, David Kiarsis, he looked. Not a big deal. But that's a brave man I know as my best man, David. He's a brave man. But I feel bad, you know, and I just like, you know, that's the image that you have of your wife at that moment. You know, it's always, you know, everybody talks about it, right? Are you going to look? Yeah. Now, what's even crazier is that it can be on this. It's a closed circuit TV. It's there for the women. It's there for the mom to watch the birth, to make sure, you know, to watch the moment the baby comes out. You know, the exact moment that you watched your child being born.
Oh, man. That's a hard one to...
It's a miracle. You know that, right? It's literally...
It's hard to not look at that and go, how can I not, right? How can I not see that?
Yeah, otherwise, it's just like, oh, she's here. You know what I mean? Like, it's magic. The magic trick. Poor girls.
Is there a smoking room that I can go hang out in? Maybe?
Like cigars? Where can we go get some?
I'm definitely a tap in the dad's room.
Yeah,
mixed drinks, perhaps.
I might. Well, I'm not going to drink, but I'm definitely going to have pop one after.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, well, I had my list. She texted me the list of items that she wants for, you know, after the birth. And I don't know if this is like within 2 hours or the next day, but my list that I'm halfway through with is gluten-free chocolate chip cookies, Reese's peanut butter cups with Reese's pieces in them.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that the other
night. Sushi.
Sushi.
Yeah. Cake, bake cake, right? You know, the place in Broad Ripple.
So a $30 piece of cake. Got it.
Pretty much. $30 piece of cake. And apparently we're having a cake bake cake every year for Violet's birthday then. And I think that's it. That's the list right there. That's what I've been tasked with making certain I make happen. I think within 24 hours, right? I mean, and champagne. Sorry.
Champagne. It's actually pronounced champagne.
Champagne. Yeah.
Just kidding.
Champagne. Hey, by the way, if you can hear it in the background, I actually hope you can. Angie is in the nursery reading to Violet as we speak.
That's cute.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a wonderful scene.
Yeah. I can barely hear her, but she's doing it.
And she does it very loud, right? So Violet can hear. But yeah, she's been reading to Violet that way for months.
Well, Violet's going to be smarter than Gia because Gia's got no reading. We got video games and Devin. That's what we got. We got real life.
Kid an Oculus.
He didn't even know what's going to hit him yet. He doesn't even know. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you a funny story. We had such a fun time the last couple of days. First of all, we're really proud of Devin. I got to give him a shout out. He is sleeping in his own bed. Last night he did it, and today he said to us, you know, Joe, I feel really confident that I'm going to be able to sleep in my own bed tonight by myself all night.
Oh, that's
a big deal, guys, because wonderful. He's been he moved from our bed every night basically to the floor of the room where we had a mattress sleeping there. We're not monsters. We're not going to make him sleep on the freaking floor.
Yeah.
And now he's got his own room, and we upgraded it. We gave it cool lights. Nice. We gave it a cool, you know, he's got his Xbox, but we're really, really proud of him. So, and that's the kind of stuff, like, as a parent, and I always preference where, you know, I'm his stepdad. I'm not his dad.
Sure.
But it made me really proud of the kid. I was like, good job, dude. Way to go. Like, that must be really hard. And just recently, and this happens every time he's with us for, like, because he's been with us since Friday, and it's Monday. He hasn't gone back to his dad's house, and this happens every single time, is he gets to the end of this long stint with us, and he just turns into this other beautiful little boy where he's not worried about going back and forth to his dad's house. Hmm. You know, he can just be himself, and just it really is special. Hmm. So that's the kind of parenting stuff that I look forward to with my own daughter.
Yeah.
But really, he is my kid. I mean,
oh, for sure, he is.
He acts like me sometimes. He says stuff that's like mine, but you know, he's just a cute kid. I mean, he gets it done, and I'm just really, really proud of him. So,
cool.
I wanted to add that to the little conversation here. Sorry.
Super cool. No, don't be sorry. I think that's wonderful. I'm proud of him as well. I think very highly of Devin. I think he's a sweet, sweet, very thoughtful guy.
Except really when he's spitting on his friend's face.
Oh, I wasn't going to go there, but you did. So, yes, that was actually – I enjoyed it. I thought it was wonderful seeing those three hopped up on
– They were – they might as well have snorted the sugar. They might as well took it and laid it on the line and did a line of straight-up pixie dust.
Right? I was like, how many – peanut butter cups do I have to eat to have that level of energy? I mean, give me the whole damn bag. You kidding me?
I'm pretty sure you have to mainline pure cane sugar in order to get to that level. Because they
were out of their minds, bro.
Right? Interesting?
I've always heard of that, but I've never really – I just assumed it was like in, you know, three-year-olds, whatever. But to see those guys – jeepers. It was like they were not only
thank God we were outside.
Right. But it sounded like when they would talk, it sounded like when you would speed up a recording. You know, it was just like,
it was like that for an hour. It was like that an hour. Oh my God. So just a preference, guys, these kids went trick or treating because it was Halloween on Saturday and Patrick and Angie came over and we watched a scary movie. We ate some food. Chili and hot dogs, and then the boys. So Devin had his little sleepover, and Stefan and Fierce and Steel came over to sleep over. And after trick or treating, they obviously were eating candy, and I think they took the whole freaking bag upstairs. All three of them took their bags upstairs, and they must have freaking mainlined it because it was. So Patrick and I tried to get him out of the house because they were running around and screaming and stuff. So I was like, let's go outside. Let's start a fire. And like I was like, come on, Patrick, come on. Let's go outside and start a fire, right? And then we started a fire. Go ahead, Patrick. You got something to say?
No, I'm listening.
Oh, and they were on the trampoline and they were playing and they're just yelling and screaming and running and screaming. God. And there's a full moon out, so they're even more crazy. It's 10:30 at night and they're like, rah! And eventually one time Fearson jumps on Devin and Devin, I can hear him audibly like running out of air, like, get off me, get off me, get off me. And then, you know, apparently they were fighting and I was like, get off of him. And Fierce was like, he spit in my face. I was like, Devin, what the shit did you spit in his face for? Stop spitting in his face. Nobody spits.
I thought you handled it fine.
Oh, I think I went way over the top.
I would have listened.
Apparently I scared him. He was scared of me.
Whatever it takes, man. You don't. Both of them were in the wrong.
They were both definitely wrong. That's the thing I wanted to get across was like, Fierce, that was not okay to jump on him and like on his chest and like hurt him.
Right.
And then I was like, Devin, it's not okay to spit in someone's face, period.
Right.
You do not do that.
Boys, give me the Skittles right now.
Yeah. I know.
I'm so glad you brought it up because I was absolutely amazed at the level of energy that I know is there with young boys, right? But holy crap, bro. It was a whole other level.
I know. Well, anyway, there's some, You talking about? I always talk about me being an old dad. If that doesn't prove I'm an old dad, it's like
you were
used to this shit.
You were.
Oh man, I don't. And they're always like, he called me a Karen. Devin called me a Karen.
I know. I heard
he's
it
like,
all.
You're being a Karen. You're the worst. You make no. We never have fun because of you. And I go, okay, dude. You're hungry, so stop acting like an asshole. Go eat something. Go eat a piece of cheese. Come back and talk to me. But anyway, he's been so
good. It was fun to see. It was fun to witness, actually. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every minute of it.
I'm so glad. I have to apologize also for talking during the whole movie. That scary movie, I talked the whole time.
Oh, no, it's something that I learned about you is you're one of those guys, right?
Sorry.
And everybody, there are many people in the world that they'll watch a scary movie for the first time, right? And they'll like talk to people around them to avoid watching the scary movie and getting scared. And so,
did you guys get annoyed? Did Angie get annoyed?
What's that?
Did Angie get annoyed at me?
No, I don't think so. I mean, if she did, if she was, she didn't say anything.
I was drunk, dude.
And it was
full cocked. I was gone. I was like,
it's okay. It was a very C-minus movie, right? It was When a Stranger Calls. And the remake, I don't know, 2002 or something like that. And the original was scary as can be, I think. And it was a whole kind of a different storyline, but the same. And this one was, you know, it was okay. It had kind of a Scream theme, you know, kind of a Scream
aspect to it. Yeah,
aspect to it. And it was okay. But it was, I did enjoy watching a scary movie with you for the first time that you'd never seen, because you get nervous and you start talking and oh my God, he's gonna do this next.
Oh my God, this guy, I honestly thought it was the dumbest freaking movie.
It was really bad.
It was such a bad movie. All.
Yeah.
I just say, and half that shit is funny to me.
But right. Like, that's why I'm saying it's like
House of a Thousand Corpses, like gross, creepy ones. Yeah, those are real bad.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks. I enjoyed it. We enjoyed it. Halloween, you got a real taste of parenting 101. Halloween night parenting is crazy.
I have a suggestion real quick, a scary movie suggestion that I feel is it's fairly obscure because I hardly run into anybody that has seen the movie The Exorcist 3.
Oh,
I think everybody,
that's interesting.
Everybody, many, many people have seen The Exorcist. Right, which is just, I think it's unbelievably scary. But very few people at least that I've come across have seen the movie The Exorcist 3, and it's very different from The Exorcist, and it's scary as shit, dude. I think the acting is really intense, and George C. Scott's in it, and I recommend it. If you want to watch a scary movie, watch The Exorcist 3.
Well, maybe next year.
Right, and I'm not watching it with you, Joe.
there it is. I must, and I wanted to apologize to you guys. I was actually going to text the group and be like, guys, I am really sorry, because I was all the way cocked. I was full gone.
Oh, we would have giggled at your text because it wouldn't have made sense.
Yeah, whatever.
To us.
Okay, let's give the people what they're here for. Do we have a book?
Yes,
that we want to give an update for.
We're Pregnant, the First Time Dad's Pregnancy Handbook by Adrian Culp. We're going to Thanks, Adrian. We're going to revisit week 33, which Joe's coming into week 33. And it's titled Flexible Skull. And it says your baby is gaining about a half pound a week. And also it says the consistent intake of amniotic fluid is preparing its digestive system, her digestive system, for feeding. And the skull isn't fully fused yet. The skull isn't fully fused is known as the fontanelle, and is commonly referred to as the soft spot, right? Where that soft spot is,
yeah.
Which we've heard about I can remember hearing about that when my sister was born. It says mom is tired, uncomfortable, can't stop talking about getting this baby out of her belly, hungry all the time, but has trouble eating because of the heartburn and discomfort. Are you there? Does that sound right?
Yeah, I was going to say that Carrie's not as bad. Oh, Carrie's doing really well in terms of the comfort.
Good. That makes me happy for her.
Yeah.
And you. baby is likely in a head down position and dropping to the lower pelvis. So it says she may be carrying the baby lower. Have you physically seen the baby, you know, kind of dropping? Because Angie can tell it's nice.
No, but when she's laying down, I can.
Okay, got it. Says mom's probably not sleeping very well. It says plan ahead. Do a tour of the hospital about this time, which you just did.
Check. So,
good call, Adrian. Let's see. That's about it as far as... Oh, it says she's most likely tired and irritable, mainly because of the discomfort, which is normal from now until the birth.
Awesome. I mean, it's very true.
That's about it, Joe.
Good. Short week for us.
Yep, spot on. And then we'll jump ahead to, well, it, not my case. Well, we're at week 36 or 2 days from week 36, and it says it's titled In the Home Stretch.
Hey.
It says your baby is weighing in around 6 pounds and probably measuring 18 to 19 inches long. I feel as if that's pretty damn long, dude. I mean, good God. That's so hard for me. I mean, again, measure that out. That's crazy. Says the circulatory of the baby now. The circulatory and musculoskeletal systems are ready to rock. The digestive system is ready too, but it hasn't gotten a workout yet. But hang on to your butts, literally. It's coming, says Adrian. Baby's the size of a head of a romaine lettuce, which seems, I feel as if we've had
items
in the past that are bigger than a romaine lettuce head. But
maybe it's just your perception.
Perhaps. Lightning may still be happening. The baby dropping lower. That's the first time I've seen it or heard it referred as lightning when the baby drops. So apparently you're lightning when you're not like lightning, like L-I-G-H-E-T, you know what I mean? L-I-G-H-T-E-N-I-N-G, not like
enlightening
strike. Lightning. So like becoming less heavy. And let's see, according to most experts, it's perfectly safe to fly during pregnancy, even up to 36 weeks, which our doctor said no. Our doctor said no travel, no flying, no travel of any kind.
Well, for a different
reason. Like 3-4 weeks ago. But most doctors do not recommend air travel after 36 weeks. So there you go. Nap time for mom. Do whatever you can to encourage mom to get rest when she can, even if it's at the expense of missing things. And so with pandemic... Mom's getting plenty of time for naps over here.
It's like a plandemic.
A plandemic.
I love
it. So there you go.
That's
the feedback from Adrian for our weeks. And yeah, man, I mean, the books. Look, dude, not much left. We are.
What are we going to do, Patrick? Screaming. Dude, the other day at Halloween, I was like, dude, you're going to be a dad in like 2 weeks.
I can't wait to call you because, you know how it'll be. It'll be a moment where, Angie's like, it's happening. And we're going to go to the hospital and we won't have any communication with anybody because we're so into the thing. And so
that thing you guys
we'll,
are doing.
We'll be calling you guys or texting you guys after she's been born. Right. And it's like, hey,
come on. You got to let me know at least when you're on the way.
I'll try. I'll be a freaking basket case, dude. I'm sure. Well, maybe not a basket case, but I'll be.
You might need my help.
Totally zoned. I may.
I mean, you know me. Where are you guys again? North?
Yeah, we're up in Carmel.
Yeah, you're up in Carmel. God, I wish you guys were down here. You could have been. Baby could have been born 2 feet away.
Well, we tried.
Yeah.
If you remember, we tried, but they shut her down because of COVID. At the time, Angie was, she did the right thing. She's like, well, we're not going to wait. And so she called around and found this hospital up in Carmel, which is 40 minutes from my house. But
right? Call an Uber if worse comes to worse. Imagine that Uber call.
Right.
It shows up. You're like,
plastic dividers up. They'll be fine.
Yeah, don't call an Uber. Well, listen, we hope everybody enjoyed the podcast today. We really we really appreciate your listening ears, Doug, and you know.
Hey, by the way, I have to tell you something.
Go ahead.
Angie told me she's caught up now. She's listened to all the episodes. She really enjoys them.
I don't really want them.
She's an honest feedback kind of gal. And she says she really, really enjoys our content and everything, which is, you know, we're from the hip for the most part, right? And so straight I feel up. Like we're doing a good job with it, all things considered. There's no scripting, if you can't tell, other than the book. And she said, but you know what? I don't really like the fact that you only talk about, you only have one listener, and his name's Doug. I was like, that's my favorite part, man.
I know.
So I don't know if she takes offense to the fact that we don't have any listeners which it is what it is. But she's like, yeah, I don't like that. I don't like the whole Doug shtick. I was like, well, shit, it ain't stopping.
Listen,
Doug's part of the program now.
Listen, Doug, listen, man. We just said at one point that he came up because it was like, and obviously if you've listened up to this point, you know how it was created. But if for our memory here, he just showed up one day because I cannot believe that someone would be listening to us. Like, why? And then, so that's one guy. There's only one guy out there who's listening. Why would he be listening to us? Well, because he's Doug.
Dig Doug.
Doug's got a pregnant wife. So he's a married, comparable person. He's not somebody who's just a weirdo single dude listening to our pregnancy podcast. A freaking weirdo.
Doug's sitting out there going, these boys are good. They're good.
I love this guy.
These boys are great, yo. Boys good.
So every time we say Doug, though, I do think of Kevin's friend.
Yeah, Doug Stevenson.
Doug Stevenson.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I think of my buddy Doug back in Sioux Falls, who I had a text conversation with today. But actually, there's only two Dougs in my life that I really know, and Doug here and Doug there. That's them.
Plus Doug here, right?
Doug the Stevenson.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah, and then our Doug. So I know three.
Yeah, so our Doug.
Actually know three.
Well, Doug, we really appreciate you listening to Angie and Carrie. If you guys are listening, we love you.
Oh, bueno, suave, tranquilo, Doug.
Suave, tranquilo. I can't even say it. All right, Patrick. Well, bring us out. Send us out here with.
I will. And I'm gonna. Actually, Julie Dolan gave me this text tonight, or gave me this quote tonight. So I'm gonna repeat it. Nothing original on my part. She said she pulled this off of a sitcom on TV, which I don't know the name of, but it says expansion, period, always, period, in all ways, period. Expansion, always, in all ways.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah. All ways, personally and professionally. Makes sense, right?
I love it. Well, thanks everybody for listening. Patrick, I love you, man. Thanks.
Love you back, brother.
Doing this, man. Hey, next time we talk to you, Violet might be here. So we'll see you later. Good luck.
I can't wait to hold her up to the microphone and say, hey, Violet, say something. And she's going to say, go fuck yourself,
babe. definitely. My friend David, I swear this is it. Then you got to say that thing again because we can't end on us fooling around. We have to end on us something serious. But David held my friend, he held Nora, his daughter, up. And he's like, fuck you, Joe. She says, fuck you, Joe.
I could only hope that because we've already talked about this, right? We're going to have a swearing, hey, swears if you want household.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, not us. We can't do that. Go ahead. Say it one more time. What is it? Yeah, come on.
Okay, so it says expansion.
Expansion.
Always.
Always.
In always.
In always. Good night, everybody. See you later.
Nighty.